Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Today is Thursday. Thank and praise the Lord for another day the Lord have spared me, another day that the Lord have kept me. I trust that this been a glorious and a victorious week for you. It's been a glorious, a challenging, and a victorious week for me, and I thank and praise the Lord for all the knowledge, the understanding, and the revelation that been revealed to us this week. And I just thank and praise the Lord for this opportunity that I can share. Thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong. God is doing an awesome work in him and through him. I say that he is mighty because who he represents and who's in him is mighty. You know, God can do the impossible through us if we just render or yield ourselves to him. You know, this is something that I really meditate on a lot now more than ever. My will. God is not going to violate our will. And that's something I think the enemy have misled a lot of people about. You know, I hear people use this terminology. Well, when the Lord get ready, the Lord going to do this. And the Lord going to do this. Listen, my brother and my sister, God is not going to override or violate your will. That's something that each one of us, God gave us a will. And our will is so strong, it can rebel and it can hinder God from not only manifesting itself in us and through us, but it can keep God, yes, Almighty God, Jehovah, yes, it can keep him from doing what he want to do in our lives. I shared this maybe a month ago or maybe 2 months ago. Because when Adam and Eve made up in their mind and they will to rebel against, they walked in disobedience to what God said. If you go back in Genesis, I think it's the 3rd chapter, and begin to read all of that, you will find out God did not intervene. It was after they did what they did that God asked Adam, what had he done? First, he asked him, Adam, where are you? But if you know that God did not intervene and try to stop Adam and Eve from doing what they did, God told them from the beginning what he wanted them to do. But after they choose and will to disobey and to rebel against what God told them not to do, God did not interfere. And I'm telling you, stop letting the enemy put it all on God and all of that. No, it's not. Please hear me. Some of you, some people is depressed, they stressed out, and they blaming God. And even with the president in the White House, listen. Now, listen, I'm not in denial. I want you to hear me. I'm not in denial what's going on the earth. But you need to know what's behind all of this evil. This is what we've been talking about for most of this month. Identify your enemy. You need to know your enemy. You need to know your number one enemy is not God and not yourself. Your number one enemy is the enemy who is Satan. Son. He got a lot of names, Lucifer, Satan, the devil, but you, your adversary, you need to know. Jesus, and this is what I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. Jesus was able to discern whenever Satan was at work. When Satan was influencing people, Jesus always recognized and he always knew how to address the enemy. And what the enemy does, the enemy play on our weakness. Now, I had some people, and I think I don't mention this more than one time. Prophet Miller, why are you talking about the devil? Listen, I'm exposing the devil. I'm not glorifying him. I'm exposing him. An enemy exposed is an enemy that is defeated. You need to know your enemy so you can fight him. You got a lot of saints because of their ignorance. They fight one another. And this is deception. This is the trickery of the devil. He wants us to fight one another instead of fight him. But if you do not know how to identify him, guess what? You're going to keep doing what you're doing. Paul said, we ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. But a lot of the people, and you got some saints, they fight one another. A lot of people mumbling, grumbling about what's going on in the White House. And there too, again, I am not naive. Please hear me. You sitting around mumbling, complaining about these rulers in high places instead of binding and coming, using your spiritual weapon against them. It ain't going to change. Now, don't get me wrong. Yeah, you need to be specific. You need to know what you're dealing with. But sitting around and complaining about it, the Bible said do everything without mumbling and complaining. See, you know, I thank and praise the Lord for George Meyer. Oh, I thank God for all of you. George Meyer, she talk about everyday life and how that we need to apply the word of God, how to walk in the victory, how to experience God in your previous, in your present life. And I'm telling you, as God been having me, you know, we've been going through the full gospel, even with sickness and disease. Some people, some saints, is dealing with a spirit of infirmity. But the way that the enemy got you thinking, is God put it on you to teach you something? He got you believing where your mama had it, your daddy had it, and some of your ancestors had associated you. All of these is lies of the devil. Jesus came that you would have life, have it more abundantly. In 3 John, it tells us that God wish above all things that we will prosper and be in health, even as our soul, which is your mind, will, and emotion. You and I have to renew our mind. That's your responsibility. I found out, even though Jesus came, let me slow it down because I'm excited. Now, you said, I get excited when God bring enlightenment and knowledge and understanding and revelation to me. It excites me because when I don't have knowledge and understanding about life, it can be depressing. It can stress you out. You'll be blaming this one and blaming that. But when you come into the knowledge and understanding and the reality of who your enemy is, you will be able to defeat him. Listen. The Bible tells us that we are more than conquerors. You can't conquer an enemy that you don't know and you can't identify. You can't do it. I remember when we were growing up, sometime my grandmother, you just a devil, you know. And at that time, I was ignorant. I didn't know any better. But what they were missing out on, I might have at that time was allowing the devil to influence me and entice me. Now, and I think in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, Apostle Paul said the spirit of disobedience. I mean, the spirit of the devil is working in the children of disobedience. Now, people that's not saved, a lot of them don't have no idea that it's an evil force or evil spirit that is influencing them and enticing them. And because of their ignorance, he's taking advantage of them, and they allow him to do it. And it's a stated so many times, I don't have authority over no one will, but I have authority over that spirit that is influencing you, and we can bind it. Now, rightly divided, understand what I'm saying? Ain't no sense, I'm going to say this, ain't no sense in walking around here crying about what your children doing, what's going on in your relationship. I want listen at me. Now, I understand, I done been there, I done cried too. But I found out God is touched with my tears. But that did not change the problem. That didn't change the individual. You know what changed it? When God began to give me knowledge and understanding and revelation about what was behind it. I remember when God first revealed to me how demons is spirit without a body. And the only way that they, see, God is a spirit. Satan is a spirit. And we are spirit. Yes, that's the way it works. Hallelujah. I done said, you done got me. I'm already turned on. Because it make me mad because the enemy is playing and using a lot of saints ignorant. He wants you to believe that he's not defeated. He wants you to believe and want me. He want to intimidate us with fear. Well, guess what? God have not given me the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And I refuse to operate in fear. Amen, amen. Come on, somebody. God have not given you or myself the spirit of fear. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I'm telling you, this teaching has been, I just thank God for it. That's why I remember we even in one series we talked about. If you experiencing any kind of sickness or disease in your body, if you experiencing any kind of sickness in your body, you need to ask God, Father, what is behind this? What is the root cause of what I'm dealing with? You know, because I'm telling you, we showed you in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and how the enemy, unclean spirit, deaf and dumb spirit, sickness, terminal disease that the enemy had put on certain people in the Bible. In the Bible. And guess what? Jesus delivered them all. How people constantly were coming to Jesus with all kind of disease. And he said he healed them all and he cast out the devils. Y'all listen, this Bible is like a manual for our everyday life. I know I don't come in here, but I'm just teed up. Because it grieved our Heavenly Father. So God, listen, God choose not to have no right to our will. That's why the Bible says, whosoever will. God is not going to run you down and make us do nothing. I found out of, even though he came for me to have abundant life, guess what? It's not going to automatically happen because Satan is the god of this world. And he going to go to extreme measures. I know I didn't hear that before. Well, you're going to hear it again because you're not operating on what you hear. Because you ain't fully persuaded. You don't truly believe. Well, that's true. Well, you just don't know. I've been living for so many years, and I done tried this, and I done tried. You don't supposed to try the Bible. You believe and trust what God say and do what he say. Hallelujah. Well, again, this is Thursday. Thank God for Thursday. And like I said, every time I try to just leave this subject alone, lately God won't let me. Because his God will for us to walk in the victory that Jesus conquered and accomplished for us. He defeated the devil. Come on now. And I'm telling you, when you come in the kingdom of God, you don't automatically just walk in the knowledge and understanding of it. You have to learn. You have to renew your mind. And I mean you have to persevere. You have to be diligent. You have to be steadfast in it. Because the word, every time God the Holy Spirit reveal fresh manner, fresh knowledge and understand the revelation, I be tested by it. Yes, I do. The enemy will test me by it. I have sit back and observed it. But I had to learn what Matthew 13 say, Mark 4 says. When anyone hears the kingdom, the Bible tells us the enemy is going to come. He's going to send persecution. He's going to send tribulation. He's going to try offense. He's going to send all of that because he want to get that word before it's rooted and grounded in you. The Bible tells us whatsoever thing we say after we pray, that's what we're going to have. What is you saying about your situation? If you favor with tithes and offerings, you can resist poverty and lack, and it has to go. You can decree abundance. You can command money to come to you. Yeah, I'm winding up. Second Timothy, first chapter, the seventh verse. It says, "For God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind." And I don't know about you. Whenever I'm facing any crisis or anything, I notice the spirit of fear want to show up. You stay in the house by yourself, the spirit of fear want to show up. But you have to open your mouth, and when you sense it, you need to rebuke it and tell it what to do. Jesus did not die for you and I to be wimps. and be defeated. But that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to withdraw. He wants us to get in a corner and flap our lips and say, "Poor me, oh me." That is not the spirit of God, my brother and sister. That ain't the way God works. Jesus told them disciples, but he chose the apostles. He gave them power and authority over the work of the enemy. Then in St. Mark, the 16th chapter, he said, "Now listen, these signs going to follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will speak in new tongues. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover." That means if you are born again believer, you don't have to be an apostle. You don't have to be a prophet on the fivefold ministry gift. But a born again believer, somebody that believes Jesus is the Son of God, somebody that not accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Listen, what I'm saying today, that God is saying it's time for you to stand up and work the word. Work the word that's been given to you. Because I'm here to tell you, the enemy will try to put so much oppression in your mind. That's where it started, the balance in your mind. He inject all these thoughts. You try to pray. Look what you did. And you be not asked the Lord to forgive you. Well, if you not ask God to forgive you, believe he don't forgive you. Well, if God done forgave you, why are you thinking like, because you the one trying to inject these thoughts. Ooh, Jesus. Slow it down, Prophet Miller. Slow it down. Slow it down. I tell you, just, you know, I just thank God for the Holy Spirit bubbling up in me right now. Let's go to Matthew, the 16th chapter, and we're going to continue talking about locating your enemy because this is so important. If you want to experience the abundant life, you need to know. You need to get this rooted and grounded in you. You need to meditate on this. When Joshua took over, God told Joshua, "Moses is dead." And God began to encourage Joshua. He said, "Look, as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you." And he began to tell Joshua, "You got to be strong and very courageous. And listen, you that's sitting around with your head hung down, talking about some poor me, and you ain't no poor and oh, you nothing. If you've been born again, you a child of the Almighty God. And God, all of God is in you. God mightiness is in you. You're going to have to stir it up. You're going to have to walk around and say, look, I got the mind of Christ. The greater one is on the inside of me. I can do all things because Christ is strengthening me. The greater one is on the inside of me. I have the faith of God in me, the same faith that God operated in. The same faith that Jesus operates, it's on the inside of me. Well, guess what? You have that faith on the inside of you. You can do what God said you can do. You need to read, Lord, forgive me for walking around here in doubt and unbelief. Forgive me for walking around here not trusting your word like I'm supposed to. Faith, listen. Faith ain't got nothing to do with your feelings. Now, your faith can change what you see if it's not lined up with the word of God. But it got to come out of your mouth. That's one of your armor, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Ooh, Jesus. Prophet Miller. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In St. Matthew, I'm going to read this because I was reading it from the New Living Translation. I like the New Living Translation. Well, I like all the translations. But I'm reading from there, and I want you to see. I'm going to read that. Got it wrote down. I'm going to read that Matthew 16. I'm going to start at that 17th verse. Now I'm going to start at the 13th verse. Let me show it to you in the word. In Matthew 16:13, it says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea and Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Well, they replied, "Some say John the Baptist. Some say Elijah. And others said Jeremiah or one of other prophets." Then he, to my Jesus, I'm going to put it there. Then Jesus asked him, "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "You are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you." Y'all listen, let me tell you something right now. Some people ain't got it yet. I want you to hear what I'm saying. when in Genesis 2:17, when Adam sinned, I want you to hear me. God told him he was going to die, right? Adam, if you go to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, 22nd verse, you can see this. Adam did not die physically on that day, but he died spiritually. Now, the Bible tells us that in Adam, all died. That means all. But the same verse also tells us in Christ shall all be made alive. So in Christ, we are reborn spiritually. Man is not his physical body that go back to the dust. I'm a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. Now, my body going to go back to dust, but my spirit and my soul going to merge, and they either going to spend eternity in heaven or hell. Now, when I hear people say, well, if I go to hell, I won't know the back. You just spiritually blind. You don't even know what you're talking about. You listen at the devil. Now, if it's a heaven, it's a hell as well. Now, it was never the plan of God for mankind to spend eternity in hell. It was always the plan of God for mankind to spend eternity where he were or with him. But because God gave us a choice, because God gave us a free will, we can choose to or not. That's on us. That's on me. Now, like, it's God's will for me to do this broadcast. He spoke through Apostle Armstrong. But do you not know I can say no? After act of my will? After act of your will, you and I can say no to the will of God. That's why you have some people sitting around saying, well, I know what God said, but I don't want to. That's the act of your will. But what you don't understand, you're going to suffer the consequences of the choices you make. Come on now. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, you need to know that man is a spirit. God is a spirit. Satan also is a spirit. So then the first rule, Val, is this. Like I said, we got to know how to locate our enemy. We are not in the natural conflict in our problem, our sickness, our anxiety, fear, and frustration. We are in a spiritual warfare in the spirit world, which is the root cause of all our problems. And that's all we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, the 2 days that God allowed us to be on this broadcast. You got to locate your enemy. You got to stop sitting around, come out, poke me, owe me. Why me? God, why this happening to me? Read your Bible. Get in your Bible. With Prophet Miller, I don't know what to read. Well, they got many people on the broadcast that you can, people that on the radio that you can tune into. But get with somebody going to tell you what the word say. Not somebody going to make excuses for the word. Come on, somebody. I'm only defeated if I'm walking in ignorance. I'm only defeated if I'm reading this word and not being the doer of it and trusting this word. But I believe the Bible, but let me tell you something. The devil believed the Bible and he trembled. Now, it's time for you to rise up in your authority. I'm a son. I'm a daughter of God. The greater one that's on the inside. Now, devil, I bind you. See, you have the keys to the kingdom. But like I said, you need to know the root cause of all of your problems is in the spirit realm. And too many people are trying to use carnal weapons. I don't like the president. I don't like it. You think that going to change because you don't like it? You think a demon care about what you like? You think Satan care about what you like or don't like? That don't solve no problem. You got to go to the root cause of it. Remember we tell you what Matthew 12 said. Jesus said, how can one enter a strong man house except he first bind the strong man? Jesus was able to loose the man from those demons because he was stronger and he took a thought over what Satan was doing. I'm telling you, it's a spiritual battle. Take authority over that spirit, that influence or enticing, maybe your husband, maybe your children, maybe your wife. Whoever. But I'm telling you, well, I'm just waiting on the Lord to do so. Jesus did everything he's going to do in there. You know what? And I learned this. through the word. It's not one problem Jesus didn't address while he was on the earth. He addressed it all. Now, it's up to Ann to believe, read this word and believe it and do it and trust what God said about it. God, you say I'm strong. Okay, I'm strong. Might not feel strong, but you say I'm strong. Okay, I'm strong. You say I have the mind of Christ. Okay, I got the mind of Christ. You say I got to renew my mind. Okay, God, I'm going to get in your word. I'm going to read your word. Then I'm going to meditate on that word. Then I'm going to prophesy to me. See, you can prophesy to yourself. When the going get tough, so I have to prophesy, and the greater one that's on the inside of you. And you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. A pain or something hit my body, I rebuke it. I bind this pain. But Jesus himself done already took my infirmity. He done bore my sickness. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Some of you asking God to heal you. You can't ask God to do what God done already did. Now, you can command healing to be. I don't believe that. Okay? Like I tell y'all, we're not going to debate about it. I'm not going to debate with you with the word. Because you know what, then you're wasting time when you sit around and debate about the word. Well, I'm figuring it out. See, it already been figured out. Okay. Then he asked him, who you say that I am? And at 17 verse, Jesus replied, you are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven have revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. Now I say to you, and look what, now this is what Jesus was saying. Look what he's saying. Because he said, my Father in heaven have revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. Spiritually, think it takes God to reveal to us. God the Holy Spirit. Remember Jesus said in the gospel, he said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he'll reveal to you the things that I told you. God the Holy Spirit have almost spiritual things to us. He has to really reveal. Because some people don't believe Satan can do what he do. I always know that was the devil because my grandmama and them told me about it. But the way it was taught to me, he was stronger than God. And I wasn't no match for him. Now, I'm not no match in myself, but the Spirit of God that is in me, who I belong to, who I serve, he the one can do the work through me. Are you following what I'm saying? Through my obedience and submission to God, James, the fourth chapter, says submit to God and resist the devil. Some of you trying to resist the devil, and you ain't devoted or committed to what God say. Now, I'm just going to tell you like it is. Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you got to deny yourself. You can't walk around here with bitterness and resentment in your heart and hatred and talking about something. You're going to resist the devil. You're going to bind him. You can't do that. I was listening at some teaching this morning. I was listening at Evangelist Billy. I think that's his name, Evangelist Billy. And he was just so good. And I had to write down some notes. I'm trying to find it. I don't know. I'm trying to find what I wrote down because it really blessed me. And he was saying, he said, you can't fight a full-time devil as a part-time Christian. The devil is full-time. Demons is full-time. You got a lot of saints. They part-time Christians. They Christian on Sunday or Wednesday. They Christian when they want to be a Christian. See, that's what religion taught some people. I was taught that too. I ain't knocking y'all. Been down that road. But I found out I had to be devoted and committed to the things of God and to God. I had to be. That's why Jesus said, when my word abide in you and you abide in my word, you can ask what you will. With Jesus, if you don't ask Jesus, but you can go to the Father in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. But I want to show you right here. Let me read on. Hallelujah. Jesus replied, 17 verse. Jesus replied, you are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven had a boshata did he boshata. Father, I praise you. I bless you for your word. Have revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. Now I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Now listen, he's talking about revelation. When you and I not only get a knowledge, and understanding, and with, but a revelation when the reality, the realness of who Christ is, what he came to do, how he defeated the devil, how he paid for our sin, when the reality, when the realness of that show up in our lives, then you would destroy the works of the devil. You would defeat him on every round and every turn. The gift of discernment. God, open up my eyes. Let me see. Jesus even said, he said, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. You need to say, now, Father, I ain't hearing you good. Give me an ear. I want to hear what you're saying to me. God, it's the Bible tells us with Apostle Paul. The scales had to be removed from his eyes so he could see. God, remove the scales. God, I want to see. God, I want to hear you. I want to see what you want me to see. I need you to unfold, unravel this thing to me. Listen, we are soldiers. They used to sing this, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Well, let me tell you something. As a soldier in the army of the Almighty God, the greater one is in us. We the one do the damage. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Then he goes, he said, you did not learn this from human beings. Now I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And all the powers of hell will not conquer it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you lock on earth, which is another word to bind and to forbid, will be locked in heaven. And whatever you open on earth will be opened in heaven. Then he sternly warned them not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. I want to go on. From then on, Jesus began to tell his disciples plainly that he had to go to Jerusalem. And he told them what would happen to him there. He would suffer at the hands of the leaders and the leading priests and the teacher of religious laws. He would be killed and he would be raised on the third day. But Peter took him aside and corrected him. Heaven forbid. Lord, he said, this would never happen to you. 23rd verse. Pay attention. Let's focus. Look at the 23rd verse. And the King James verse, it'll be just a little different. But that's why I want to read it from this a New Living Translation. It said, Jesus turned to Peter and said, get away from me, Satan. Listen. He didn't say, Peter, get away from me. Jesus was able to discern and recognize Satan had put those words in Peter's mind. And Peter began to voice it. It wasn't Peter, but Jesus, no. Jesus was able to recognize in the beginning. The Father revealed to you, because they didn't know who Jesus was. Let me tell you something. It takes the Holy Spirit to reveal and make it a reality to us who God is, who Jesus is, and who the Holy Spirit. That don't come from the natural, y'all. That's why if you got your pastor, whoever your leader is, if they got a revelation, a relationship, the Lord going to speak revelation. They're going to reveal things to you. They'll show you things in this word or reveal things to you in the word. Your five senses can't even comprehend it. It won't make sense to your five senses. That's why I tell people, stop trying to make sense out the Bible with your five senses. Nothing God ever said going to ever make sense or your five senses going to be satisfied with. Because how can that be? Ain't no way. That's five senses. You have to judge things according to the Spirit. Hallelujah. He said, you are danger. He said, Jesus turned to Peter and said, get away from me, Satan. You are a danger trap to me. Now look how he put it. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view. How many people, how many saints looking at things from a human point of view? Lord, the devil just got my son, and my son ain't doing this. He ain't going to never do right. Listen, right there, if you are born again, believe, Proverbs 11 and 21, it said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. You, my brother, my sister, mother, father, you got authority over the devil, or over those demons that influencing him, or influencing her. Take authority and let him know. They the seed of the righteous. Satan, by the authority in Jesus' name, I bind you right now. I bind demonic activity. I bind your plan in my son or my daughter's life. I command you to loose them and loose them now. I plead the blood of Jesus against you. Father, God, in Jesus' name, I ask you to send a perfect alignment through their passive witness to them that they'll receive your word. I bind up that spirit of addiction. If it's alcohol, I bind alcohol. If it's marijuana, weeds, or drugs, I bind it in Jesus' name. If it's a spirit of lust, I take authority and bind that spirit of lust. If it's pornography, come against it. I'm telling you, you have the authority. Now, God ain't going to do that for you, my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, that abundant life don't come automatically. It don't. You've got your part to play. You're going to have to get still, get in your word and read. Father, open this up to me. Give me some understanding. Go to Ephesians, the first chapter, the 15th verse, and pray it and put your name in it. Y'all, I'm telling you, it works. We have a Father that loves us, but I'm telling you, that will, your will and my will, it'll fight God. It'll fight him. Oh, I know what's best for me. I wouldn't be surprised some of you, the devil tell you, the prophet Miller don't know what she's talking about. Okay. Okay. Let him tell you that lie and you get with it, okay? I'm going to have peace. Paul said, I finished my course. He said, I kept the faith. He fought a good fight of faith. Faith have the ability, the power to defeat every onslaught of the devil. It'll do it every time. But you got to know how to wage the sword, which is the word of God. In the wilderness, when Jesus was tempted, he didn't say one time how he felt. He was hungry, but he didn't voice it. He said, man shall not live by bread alone. He said what was written. Okay, some of you dealing with some wilderness. It's in the word, you know, well, begin to say what the word say. Prophesy. Prophesy to yourself. You ain't got to wait on no prophet to prophesy to you. Prophesy to you yourself. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Great is he that's in me that he's coming against me. Father, I just thank you right now. You are supplying all of my needs. Father, I thank you. I am the head. I am not the tail. Father, I thank you. I'm above and I'm not beneath. Father, I thank you by your stripes. I am healed. Not going to be here. I am healed. And I've come against the spirit of infirmity. Father, forgive me if I done put something in my body that I didn't need to put in there. Forgive me, Father. See, you got to learn this, my brothers. If you want to experience the abundant life, I'm telling you, it's not going to automatically just fall on you. He said, you're a danger trap to me. You are seeing things really from the human point of view and not from God. We have to come in agreement with what God says. Are you hearing me? You and I. And I'm telling you. And I'm going to go back over this again. See, I'm going to go back over again because this is so important. This is so important. As I said, you got to be able to locate your enemy. Man, like we were creating God's image. The image of God is not in our physical features, but it is within us. It's talking about my spirit. Three things that God never intended for man to possess are sin, sickness, and death. But because man was in God's spiritual image, God gave him a right to choose. You got that? I'm telling you, I told the Lord one day, I said, Lord, I wish you had never gave me the freedom of choice. I sure did. That's what get all us in trouble. Because we can choose to hear, choose not to. We can choose to ignore. How many times you done ignore God? God telling you to pray. God, I need to do, you ignore. You'll do something else. God telling you to be quiet. The Bible said be slow to speak and quick to hear. And sometime now, when I get, I say, oh, Lord, forgive me. Now, some people say you don't have to repent. That ain't my conviction, and I ain't going to get in no debate about it. If that worked for you, okay, that between you and Jesus. I ain't got nothing to do with Prophet Miller. But the moment I know I missed, I said, Lord, forgive me. Now I'm praying, God, cleanse me from that. So he said, when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us, and the blood of Jesus would cleanse us from that unrighteousness. And I'm feeling led to say this. Earlier today, Apostle Armstrong and myself, we was in this conversation. And I want to say this. Some of you have been saved. You might be in your 50s. You might be in your 60s. You might be younger than that. Whatever happened to you, or whatever somebody did to you when you were younger, you need to forgive them. I want you to hear me good. You need to forgive them. My God, God's shifting this thing because he want to talk to you. You need to forgive. I want you to hear me. You might be saying, but Prophet Miller, you don't know what they did to me. You are absolutely right. Prophet Miller don't have no idea. But listen, listen what he... In Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Now, Paul was talking to the Gentile after they had not got saved. And he was telling them how they need to walk in the renewed in the spirit of their mind. He was telling them that they need to put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. He began to tell them their responsibility now since they are born again believer. And he said in that 26th verse, he said, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And here some people say, well, when I get angry, I just curse. That's another teaching. But anyway, he said, neither give place to the devil. Listen, you need to know when you get angry and you don't control your emotion or you don't control what's coming out of your mouth, you can open the door for the devil. That's right. Now, the devil will try to provoke you to do things. But as a born-again believer, come on, somebody. As a born-again believer, you have the authority. One of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. You can control your emotions. Sometime after, lady, Dwight Normal was in one of the seminars I went to, and he blessed me. He said he had been believing God for something, and he hadn't yet seen the manifestation, and he said he got frustrated. It was Keith Moore. And Keith Moore said, he told God, I done did this. I did everything you told me to do. It's not happening. And said the Lord spoke to Keith Moore and told him, when you're frustrated, you get out of faith. And that I meditate, that's in me. And some things I've been believing God for, and when I find myself want to get frustrated, I say, and now if you get frustrated, you're getting out of faith. And you can't get out of faith, because if you get out of faith, you ain't going to see no change in this situation. You ain't going to experience the victory. I had to talk to myself. You know, folks, you say, yeah, it's okay to talk, but don't. Yeah, I do all of that. I got to do what works for me, okay? And this is what he said. He said, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand the things which is good that he may have to give him that need it. Then he said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Look at the 31 verse. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, calamity, evil speaking be put away from you with all manner. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. I'm going to read that from the living. It said, do not bring sorrow to God, Holy Spirit, by the way you live. Remember, he is the one who identify you as his own, guarantee that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, slander, as well as all type of malice, all type of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. The Bible tells us if we don't forgive those that trespass, neither will God forgive us. And you hear me say it a lot of times. Now, the enemy going to cause you and want you to believe you can't forgive. You don't forgive because you want to so much. You forgive because of obedience to what God says. And you do it by faith. Now, some of you older ones, things have happened to you in your younger years or maybe in your home with some of your relatives, maybe some of your, whoever it may be, whatever wrong they did to you. But you're going to have to forgive them people. You're going to have to let go of it by faith. Because if you don't forgive them, neither even though Jesus done paid for you and I for forgiveness, but if you don't forgive others, you will not experience God's forgiveness. I want you to hear me. No, you won't. If you cannot walk around here in unforgiveness, holding grudges, still mad at somehow, dealing with somehow over 30 or 40 years, and I can hear you saying that. You don't know. You are absolutely, I don't know. I'm sure it was bad. But you got to be forgiven. I just read that. You got to be forgiven, even as God, for Christ's sake, forgave you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And like I said, this is important. He tells you if you don't forgive, neither will he forgive you. Come on, somebody. You got to forgive him. God don't mean for you. And I'm going to tell you, believe it or not, do you not know unforgiveness can open the door to sickness and disease? It can open the door to arthritis? Oh, yeah. That's why the enemy, he goes to extreme measures to keep you from forgiving people. Come on, somebody. The devil don't want you and I to forgive. Do yourself a favor and forgive. Come on, somebody. Do it by faith. And then once you forgive, say, now, Lord, I done forgave. Now I'm asking you to cleanse me from this thing. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse me. Wash me from this thing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm telling you, this is real. And I'm serious. Whoever you is out there, and all this you done went through with, you need to forgive. And like I said, you do it by faith. Are you hearing me? You do it by faith. You ain't doing it so much because you want to. But you do it because God told you. Now, if you go to Matthew the 18th chapter, I'm sorry. It's a whole chapter dealing with unforgiveness. The whole 18th chapter. Go read it, Matthew 18. You can read it. But at that 35th verse of that chapter, he says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your heart forgive not everyone his brother, they trespass. See, God ain't going to forgive you if you don't forgive them. Forgiveness is by faith. It ain't whether they earn it or not earn it, whether they deserve it. And we got a lot of our ancestors, older ones, elder people, some of them, they walk around here with offenses in their heart. And the enemy is constantly pepping you up where you don't nobody know what they did to you. What they did was wrong. But see, what you don't realize, they were being enticed and influenced by the devil to do all evil. The root of all evil is a spirit, an evil spirit behind it that influences somebody to do it. I done been influenced by demons before. Nobody on this broadcast has been exempted. You might have didn't know you was being influenced or enticed, but you were. Because all evil comes from the enemy. God is a good God. God ain't going to never tell us to do anything to hurt ourselves or hurt our loved one or do evil to anybody. That's not the spirit of God. Even when somebody mistreats you, God ain't telling you to get revenge. That's demonic. That's them demons trying to talk to you. And what they're doing, trying to get you out the will, get you out of alignment with God. Because they know if they get you out of love, our faith is not going to be affected. And I need my faith. When I apply my faith to my situation, I want to see manifestation. And I'm telling you, that's the way it works. The enemy goes to extreme measures. Don't give him your mind. Now, a person in walking in disobedience, they're going to be influenced by him all the time because he's going to be working through them. But you have to born again believe. Take your authority back. Forgive him by faith. If it was your daddy, if it was your uncle, whoever it was, whoever molested you, whoever raped you, whoever did you wrong. We got some elder people, some families don't even communicate with one another because of what happened, because of somehow early in life. Now, it, you know, God said, it's time to give it to me. Let it go. Let it go. How do I let it go, prophet? You let it go by saying, God, according to your word, I'm going to forgive them by faith. And I'm believing and trusting you, Lord, to help me to walk in this. And I'm asking you to cleanse me from this with the blood of Jesus, and I'm asking you to heal my heart. Y'all, there's so many people walking around with offenses and walking around with hurt, with wounds, and the enemy is constantly using it against you. And he constantly telling you and reminding you of what they did, what they said, the tone of voice they said it in. Don't nobody know. Nobody know another person, the depths of nobody else's pain, unless God reveal it to you. But I'm telling you, you need to forgive. God forgave you. And this was Matthew 18. Like I said, if you read it in this entire account, when Peter even said, how Peter said in that 24th verse, Peter said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him to 7 times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee unto 7 times, but unto 70 times. In other words, Jesus would say, you don't keep account of how much, how often somebody offend you. As quickly as you come into the realization that somebody done offend you or mistreat you, forgive them. Father, I forgive them. I lay not the charge against them. But what helped me more than anything, when God opened my eyes up to see what was behind it, how the enemy was influencing them to do and say what they said about me, that made it easy for me. Because I begin to say, it's Satan that's doing this. Satan got them thinking like they thinking about me. And y'all, I ain't saying there's a demon behind every corner, but for the most of it, he the one that want to keep your vision, confusion, keep you angry and mad all the time. The Bible said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. The Bible said, the wrath of man don't work the righteousness of God. That's not God. That's not God having you to walk around here with an attitude with everybody, man. That's a spirit. That's an evil spirit influencing you. And you yielding to it. As I can, even if you feel, Lord, look, I got this anger. Now, Lord, I need your help. God will deliver you if you're asking. But as I stated, God is not going to override your will. But you can say, Lord, look, I got to have it. I got a problem. I need help. If you're not saved, Lord, I need a Savior. I don't try. I remember when I was doing, and I got hooked on weed. Some people say you can't get hooked. I did. And I went to God, and I told him, I said, Lord, look, I'm hooked on weed. I want to stop. I don't know how to stop. God, I don't try. And then I told him, I said, plus now I don't want to go to hell. I'm talking to God just like I'm talking right now. I said, I don't want to go to hell. I said, Lord, I need to be saved. Thank God for PTL. Jim Baker led me in the center of prayer, and I prayed. I believe Jesus, the Son of God. God, forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart. And now I receive Jesus. And y'all, I promise you, that next morning, now all that night, I hear voices, footprints in the house. I was being tormented. The devil, and I know it was Satan now. I didn't know it back then like I know now. But that next day when I woke up, there was some bubbling on the inside of me. That was the Holy Spirit. And y'all, the trees didn't look the same. Nothing didn't look the same anymore. And from that day to this day, now I ain't dotted every T. I mess up a lot. But the more I walk with God, the more God opened up my eyes to let me see my enemy and showing me how to walk in the victory that Jesus won. And I'm telling you, you will not experience that abundant life automatically, not until you learn to locate your enemy. And I'm telling you, whoever you are, been holding on to offenses all these years, it's time to, well, prophet, they need to come and ask me to forgive. I learned they might not never come back and say, I'm sorry. But you can clear yourself. Lord, I'm a forgiver. See, when you forgive them, you give the Holy Spirit the right to go to them and deal with them. Oh, yeah. But you send them out holding it, ain't nothing going to happen. But when you forgive them, you give the Holy Spirit or you give God the opportunity to go deal with them. But let me tell you something. If you don't forgive them, God need every word he said, he ain't going to forgive you. You're going to be tormented. The enemy going to torment you. He going to harass you about that thing. Oh, yes, he is. You remember what they did? Oh, you got it right. When you see him, don't speak to him. Don't do this. He'll talk to you as long as you operate and walk and rebel against what God's word say. But it's time to be free. The Bible said, who the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus came to set you free. Don't you want to experience that freedom? Don't you want to experience that peace of mind? Now, it's time. It's time. God, I've been holding. You can say this, Father, forgive me. I've been holding this anger and this offense against so-and-so for all these years. Now, Father, according to this preacher and according to your word, I got to forgive. Now, Father, I'm going to forgive them by faith because you told me. And I'm asking you to cleanse me from this unrighteousness. And I'm asking you, God, to heal me from this wound. Heal me for what they did to me. Restore my soul. Make me whole again from the crown of my head, Lord, to the sole of my feet. Y'all, he'll do it. He want to do it. Father, in the master's name of Jesus, I want to thank you for your word this evening. I want to thank you for the knowledge, the understanding, the wisdom, and the revelation. Father, I thank you for those that tune into the broadcast. I thank you for those you setting free of unforgiveness and offenses. I thank you for setting them free in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for healing them of their past. What was done to them as a child, whoever did it, whenever they did it. Father, help them to forgive them. Help them to let go, and God, cleanse them from it. Heal that wound, God. Whatever they did to heal them right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, who the Son set free is free indeed. Set them free right now. I loose them from Satan, that spirit of torment, that spirit of harassing them. Father, I pray for their peace of mind. I pray for their peace of mind now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood over them. God, give them wisdom. Give them knowledge through your word as they get in your word. Father, I bless you. I praise you for delivering. I thank you for the Holy Spirit have been released over the airway and dealing with them. I thank you for it. I thank and I praise you for it right now. I thank you who the Son set free. And in Jesus' name, I set them free from that spirit that done torment them all their life. I have stole their peace from them. And Father, I stay humble and ask you to forgive me and let go of that individual. I thank you for helping them in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, this was Apostle Willie Ann Miller. Thank you for tuning in. I want you to enjoy the rest of your day. Meditate on the word. And I trust the Lord will continue to bring enlightenment to you. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Bye-bye.